Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Erechin Yudalet, Erechin 14a, pagination is 27. We'll start on the facing page at the start of the third perek. So the statement of this Mishnah and the development of this theme in the following Mishnayos follows a certain principle delving to the essence of Erechin, which is that there's a set amount for different things. We have the set amount for a person who wants to donate the value of a person himself or somebody else. And it's an erech. It's a designated amount based on age and gender. It has nothing to do with the person's value. It's not like a redemption of what the person would be sold if there was a market for people or something. There's no value placed on the head of the person. It's a set amount, and that will obviously, as the Mishnah develops, create a kula and a chumra if the person would have a low value, lower than the set amount, or a higher value than the set amount. Either way, there's this median, there's this standardized amount. Likewise, with different things, including, as we'll see on Amud Beis, the case of Onesa Mefata, where a girl was violated, there's a standardized amount. We don't start asking whether she's from a very strong lineage Kohen family and the embarrassment is greater. Why not? We can discuss. But that's not the way Onesa and Mefata are handled, and likewise other similar standardized amounts, the Mishnah states. We are Yud Gimel Amud Beis towards the bottom. Yesh be'erchin lahakel ulahachmir. You'll find by erchin both lenient, that the person is worth more, ulahachmir, and cases that we're being strict, where you're paying more than what would seem to be the fair value. Uvesteyachuza, likewise, by a field of inheritance that's going to be redeemed, there's going to be a kula and a chumra because there's a standardized amount. Uveshar hamuad, if the shar hamuad does damage, if the shar hamuad kills, then there's a standardized amount when it's killing an eved. If it does damage, or if it kills a regular free person, so then it is based on the value of the damage that was done. So that's Shehemis Ha'eved Lahakelu Lahachmir. If it killed a slave, it's going to be lenient sometimes and strict sometimes, because the actual market value of the Eved might be totally different than the standardized amount. Ba'onas of a mefata, likewise, if a girl is assaulted or if she's seduced, uvemotzi shemra, or if the husband says untrue things about his wife in the context of her morality activity, lahakel ulahachmir. These cases all are standardized amounts and therefore are more lenient or more strict than what the bystander might have said, this family deserves more or doesn't even deserve this amount. Yesh be'erchen lahakel ulahachmir ketzad. What's the example of erchen? Echad she'erech es hanoyah shebe Yisrael. The best of the people, ve'esakir shebe Yisrael, or the worst, the ugliest, no sein chamishim sela, it's a standardized amount. And vim omar hare domov alai, had you said his value is on me, not erech, but it's market the market value, the person's market value, no sein eshavyov, then indeed the value, strong person, weak person, these types of things would be taken into account. Moving on to today's daf, Masnisin, about 13 lines down. Bistei achuza lahakel ulahachmir, by a field of inheritance that's being redeemed. So there's specific rules. If a person sells it to a regular person, if a person is makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, what happens to it at Yovel? But the idea is that it's a standardized amount with lahakel ulahachmir that's sometimes more lenient and sometimes more strict than what the market value is and what someone would have expected. Kate said, how does that play out? Echad ha-makdish becholos ha-machos v'echad ha-makdish beparadisos sabasti, whether it's in the lowest of places or the best of places, nosin zerach omer se'orim b'chamishim shekel kesef. There's a certain amount of land that's redeemed at a standardized amount. Uvestei mikne, but if it's a purchased field, notes in Eshavyov, it has a certain value. If Yovel is coming into play, so until the time when Yovel would come, but there's a value to it, and by Sedei Mikne, by a purchased field, it's not standardized. Moving on to Amud Beis, continuing in the list that our opening Mishnah gave us, Masnisin, towards the bottom of the page, about 20 lines up, Bishar Hamuad, Shehem Isseso Eved, Lahakel Ulahachmir. If a Shar Hamuad, an ox that gored three times previously, so that the owner is on notice that it's a wild animal, so if at that point it killed a slave, Lahakel Ulahachmir, Ketzad, Echad, Shehem Isisanoesha Be'avodim, the nicest of slaves, Vesakir Shebe'avodim, or the worst, the ugliest of slaves. Nosin Shloshim Sela, it's a standard amount. Hamis Ben Chorin, by the way, had the animal killed a regular Jew, Nosin Shavyov, he would be paying the value of the person, not that that makes it good, but that's the redemption. V'nasan pidyo nafsho k'chol ha-shayushas alav, there's going to be a redemption amount, which, as Rashi says, is d'mei nizik, is the value of the person who was killed. That's the value of redemption that the person's going to pay. So that is not a standardized amount. Chava bazeh uvazeh, if damages were done, nosin nezek shalim, it's based on damage amount. But if the Shar HaMuad killed an Eved, then it's the Shloshim Sela no matter what. The next Mishnah, Ba'ones uve mefate, about six lines up, the case of assault or seduction, Lahokel ulahachmir. It's a standard amount. Keitzad. Echad sha'anasu pito eskedolo shabikuhuna. If a man did this to the most worthy of the Kohen families, vesektanu shabi Yisrael, or the lowest of an Israelite family, nosin chamishim sloim, it's the same amount. Let's take a look, at least to start, on tomorrow's daf. B'motzi Shemra, towards the top of Tesvav Amar Aleph, finishing the theme of our original Mishnah, a person who speaks badly about his wife and claims that she was immoral, lahakel ulahachmir, when it's discovered that she's innocent. We have a standard payment, which does not take into account her lineage and how embarrassing this is for her. Ketzad, echad shotzi shemra al gadola shabikuhuna valktana shabi Yisrael, whether it's the most lofty of Kohen families or the lowest of a Yisrael family, nosein meya sela, it's the same payment of 100 sela. The Mishnah comments, nimtza, The result here is, if you're paying attention to the distinction, ha'omer b'fiv, a person who says something against the woman, is chamur, is even more strict, min ha'osa ma'isa, than a person who did something. Because by the onus and mefata, if he assaults or seduces, he's only paying 50. But if he speaks badly about her, he's paying 100. Now, we could really consider that there are other distinctions. I mean, this case is his wife he's talking about. The other case, it's a member of the Jewish people. Is that reason to be lenient or strict? The Mishnah makes the distinction that speech is so severe. Shekein matzinu, indeed we find, shalonechtem gezardin al avosena bamidbar ela al lashon hara, that the Jewish people had their judgment finalized to stay in the desert for 40 years because of lashon hara, because of speech. And emar fayinasu osi ze'eser pa'amim, Rashi says it's talking about the meraglim. That's where the pasuk is found. The mashma alze nischateim, that's what clinched the deal in their punishment, in their judgment, and we see that speech alone can be quite severe. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.